all of you to practice the success habit every day. Get your family involved. Share your one thing. Get them on board. Use the focusing question around them to show them how the success habit can make a difference in their schoolwork, their personal achievements, or any other part of their lives.
This one habit can become the foundation for many more. So keep your success habit working as powerfully as possible. Use the strategies outlined in Part 3, Extraordinary Results, for goal setting and time blocking to experience extraordinary results every day of your life.
Chapter 12, The Path to Great Answers. F.M. Alexander said, "People do not decide their futures. They decide their habits, and their habits decide their futures."
The focusing question helps you identify your one thing in any situation. It will clarify what you want in the big areas of your life, and then drill down to what you must do to get them. It's really a simple process. You ask a great question, then you seek out a great answer. As simple as two steps, it's the ultimate success habit. You can view Figure 17 online at theonething.com to see the two steps outlined for you. Asking a great question, which is step one, means to think big and specific. This leads to step two, which is finding a great answer. And that means research and role model.
Step one, ask a great question.
The focusing question helps you ask a great question. Great questions, like great goals, are big and specific. They push you, stretch you, and aim you at big, specific answers. And because they're framed to be measurable, there's no wiggle room about what the results will look like. Look online at Figure 18, and you'll find what we call the Great Question Matrix. Here you can see the power of the focusing question as it's laid out into four different options or quadrants. You can think big and broad, or small and broad, or even small and specific. But to get the best results, you need to be thinking big and specific. Let's take increasing sales as a way to break down each of the quadrants, using the question, "What can I do to double sales in 6 months?" This is the placeholder for big and specific. Now, let's examine the pros and cons of each question quadrant, ending with where you want to be, which is big and specific. Refer to Figure 19 online to see how each question fits into each quadrant of the Great Question Matrix.
Quadrant 4, Small and Specific.
In Quadrant 4, the question turns into, "What can I do to increase sales by 5% this year?" This aims you in a specific direction, but there's nothing truly challenging about this question. For most salespeople, a 5% bump in sales could just as easily happen because the market shifted in your favor rather than anything you might have done. At best, it's an incremental gain, not a life-changing leap forward. Low goals don't require extraordinary actions, so they rarely lead to extraordinary results.
Quadrant 3, Small and Broad.
In Quadrant 3, the question is more like, "What can I do to increase sales?" This is not really an achievement question at all. It's more of a brainstorming question. It's great for listing your options, but requires more to narrow your options and go small. How much will sales increase? By what date? Unfortunately, this is the kind of average question most people ask, and then wonder why their answers don't deliver extraordinary results.
Quadrant 2, Big and Broad.
Here the question might be, "What can I do to double sales?" You have a big question, but nothing specific. It's a good start, but the lack of specifics leaves more questions than answers. Doubling sales in the next 20 years is very different from attempting the same goal in a year or less. There are still too many options, and without specifics, you won't know where to start.
Quadrant 1, Big and Specific.
In Quadrant 1, the question is, What can I do to double sales in 6 months? Now you have all the elements of a great question. It's a big goal, and it's specific. You're doubling sales, and that's not easy. You also have a time frame of 6 months, which will be a challenge. You'll need a big answer. You'll have to stretch what you believe is possible and look outside the standard toolbox of solutions. Do you see the difference? When you ask a great question, you're in essence pursuing a great goal. And whenever you do this, you'll see the same pattern, the pattern of big and specific. A big, specific question leads to a big, specific answer, which is absolutely necessary for achieving a big goal. So if the question, "What can I do to double sales in 6 months?" is a great question, how do you make it more powerful? Convert it to the focusing question. What's the one thing I can do to double sales in 6 months, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Turning it into the focusing question goes to the heart of success by forcing you to identify what absolutely matters most and start there. Why? Because that's where big success starts too.
Step 2. Find a great answer.
The challenge of asking a great question is that, once you've asked it, you're now faced with finding a great answer. Answers come in three categories: doable, stretch, and possibility. Refer to Figure 20 online to see these three categories graphed out. The easiest answer you can seek is the one that's already within reach of your knowledge, skills, and experience. With this type of solution, you probably already know how to do it and won't have to change much to get it. Think of this as doable and the most likely to be achieved. The next level up is a stretch answer. While this is still within your reach, it can be the farthest end of your range. You'll most likely have to do some research and study what others have done to come up with this answer. Doing it can be iffy, since you might have to extend yourself to the very limits of your current abilities. Think of this as potentially achievable and probable, depending on your effort. High achievers understand these first two routes, but reject them. Unwilling to settle for ordinary when extraordinary is possible, they've asked a great question and want the very best answer. Extraordinary results require a great answer. Highly successful people choose to live at the outer limits of achievement. They not only dream of, but deeply crave what is beyond their natural grasp. They know this type of answer is the hardest to come by, but also know that just by extending themselves to find it, they expand and enrich their life for the better. If you want the most from your answer, you must realize that it lives outside your comfort zone. This is rare air. A big answer is never in plain view, nor is the path to finding one laid out for you. A possibility answer exists beyond what is already known and being done. As with a stretch goal, you can start out by doing research and studying the lives of other high achievers, but you can't stop there. In fact, your search has just begun. Whatever you learn, you'll use it to do what only the greatest achievers do, and that's benchmark and trend. A great answer is essentially a new answer. It's a leap across all current answers in search of the next one, and is found in two steps. The first is the same as when you stretch. You uncover the best research and study the highest achievers. Anytime you don't know the answer, your answer is to go find your answer. In other words, by default, your first one thing is to search for clues and role models to point you in the right direction. The first thing to do is ask, "Has anyone else studied or accomplished this or something like it?" The answer is almost always yes. So your investigation begins by finding out what others have learned. One of the reasons I've amassed a large library of books over the years is because books are a great go-to resource. Short of having a conversation with someone who has accomplished what you hope to achieve, in my experience, books and published works offer the most in terms of documented research and role models for success. The Internet has quickly become an invaluable tool as well. whether offline or online.